Wilson's, gifted us with, or gave the outdoor stage that was in the waterfront park that was used for Canada Day. It sort of had been the hope of many people that that stage would remain there, but for some reason Public Works removed it. And I think Councilor Fancy has suggested that, is it possible that we get that outdoor stage out early and we leave it there? And if, so it's there for if informal people want to get together and play some tunes, or perhaps if it's more formal, then it could go through our event planner, Mr. Burns, or whatever. So he wished to have a discussion about whether or not council felt, and we'd have to have some staff consultation from Public Works, respecting, you know, grass rather than die underneath it, but oh well, if it's there all summer and fall. So the question is, council think it might be a good idea to look at and investigate keeping that outdoor stage in the same location it was at Canada Day? See anything against that? Get no detriments? Councilor Mews?
Evan Rear Fancy and I discussed this. Where the old Legion site is, the cement, why couldn't we put the deck on the cement? Because there's grass in behind there and they could play the music on the stage on the cement. And we wouldn't have any maintenance around for the grass and everything else.
Mm. Is that cement area used for anything else?
Just the food trucks on the front of it.
Would be in the way of anything? So Neil, do you know if it would be in the way of anything there? Or is it a good location? Like, think about Canada Day. So when we set up for Canada Day, is that the good is that a good location for when you have a crowd of 500, 600 people?
The power hookup and everything's right there, so I don't know why it wouldn't be.
It's orientated.
She's with Johnny on the spot, sir. So.
Oh, that's right.
On the other side, though.
You could put those on the grass, though.
Councilor Charlton?
They are on the grass.
I'm just thinking, but wouldn't this stage face
but you're right, all the Johnny on the spots all lying right up behind it for Privateer Days.
For Privateer Days.
It wouldn't make a very attractive backdrop. I think where it sets in the park makes that nice attractive backdrop. But does the wiring run a great distance if it's electrical?
They have some power sources
right there, and that
right there
line.
On that.
I feel like for the size that that stage is, if we foresee it being there every summer, then we're not worried about that
grass.
Small section of grass could eventually what that stage could do. I would like to see it there all summer. I think it would have many opportunities. I know when we first came in on council, there was a talk about doing some summer concerts.
Yes.
They just didn't happen because of COVID, so I think that's a discussion worth having with Steve Burns, our events coordinator, or I'm probably saying that wrong, my apologies, but so we could do that again, and then we think of all these different groups that are trying to fundraise. People are allowed to use our park for events. They just get approval through Dana and Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
We always get those notifications, so you know, people could really do a lot, I think, in there. What goes on in the theater, like to pull stuff outside in the summer, I think it's a great idea.
And it'd be great for the donors who gave us that.
Yes.
Yeah.
To have it used throughout the summer. Deputy Mayor Fancy?
Even with the summer coming up and within the budget, if there was any cost related to our event coordinator or planner, is that once he has something there, he might be able to have events. So if you don't have something there, he hasn't got anything to associate it with.
And it may well just trigger people to do their own thing,
mm-hmm.
rather than always look toward the municipality to do things for them. I guess if we put that infrastructure there, and I think it will be well used. Councilor Brown?
I think if we have something like that, there's a lot of local bands that would probably like the visibility to be able to come out and play a gig for somebody without having to rent the hall themselves. You know, we can build our music Liverpool's always been known for music. We just don't give them a venue to play in. So I think this is a great way to build on that.
I think it's a wonderful idea as well. I think that park is really underutilized and it could be used a lot more. And I'd like to see the picnic tables out a lot sooner as well. I find the road a little too late. People's always looking for a place to go, so I'd like to see those out sooner as well.
One other thing too is that talking to a few of the businesses downtown, they see it's something else that could be going on a Friday, Saturday night, help to draw people in, so then they spend more money in town. We have to have things that will draw, and that's a draw that we can be able to help the stores and such as.
So we're in agreement?
Yes.
That we'd like to see that outdoor stage?
Definitely.
Placed in the park?
Yep.
And as soon as it stops snowing, I would agree on more snow. And what was the other thing?
Picnic tables.
And the picnic tables, if they could, I know last year we chased them down and got them out.
They do.
Get out and have a place to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also just wondering if we could ask if there were any plans for any mini concerts that Steve Burns had mentioned in prior years that COVID stopped that, if there were any opportunities for that this year.
I didn't see anything on our budget about that because the other years they came with a big budget item.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything budgeted for that. However, we don't always have to pay for everything to happen.
No, and I'm just looking to see if this could be the summer where we entice local people to use it.
Right.
And they just need approval from us and they
yep.
can go in and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Anyone in agreement with that?
Yep.
So that's enough direction. And you can speak to this one. Deputy Fancy, traffic study at Bristol and Mersey Avenue.
Okay, we had talked at one time about doing a traffic study and over in Bristol because there has been a contractor who is interested in building a complex there. And since then, I think it has expanded, and we'll talk about that more later. But there are some people with more concerns because the complex may be bigger and whatever it may be, and if it gets up to, which is I think proposed is around 45 units, people are concerned about the traffic, how it's going to flow, how they could get out of Mersey Avenue, how you get up, I know they can come up by Dean's Manor, but how would this work? I think to alleviate a lot of the concerns for the people and even for the people driving through, we need to have some kind of a study done to be able to understand what we can do to make people feel more secure and safe and in the area. And there's going to be more and more people opposed to this if we don't have something in place. And even with one of the people who were opposed to it, they would say, I said, would the traffic study do something for you? And he said, absolutely. Then I at least know we have a plan. Because right now we're kind of waiting till this gets in and then try to do a study, which I think is going to be a detriment to us.
And Deputy Mayor Fancy spoke to me this morning about this. My initial response was it's kind of putting the horse before the cart. There's a public hearing coming up. Council have not approved the expansion of 45 units. And secondly, many municipal units will, as part of the agreement, if council so decided, and I'm not saying we have yet or not, but if council so decides to approve the 45 unit development, then that can come with the onus on the developer to supply that traffic study and to show how traffic's going to move on that in that section. So just throwing that out there as well for discussion.
because in what you're saying, we would approve it if they do a traffic study. But we're not guaranteeing, like, there's no guarantee the results, so what if the results from the traffic study come back and say that Mersey Avenue can handle the 33 that we approved in, I don't know if it was the end of 2020 or 2021, so we approved that variance for this already, increased it. And they're saying it can't handle, that's a max it can handle, it can't handle 45, but yet we've already approved it on the onus that just wanted them to do a traffic study. It seems odd to me, unless I'm misunderstanding, so I'm just thinking, I agree that there's a concern there, and there's a concern there today without that development, and I believe there was only one gentleman who spoke at the hearing for the variance, which was Colin off the top of Mersey Avenue, and he wasn't against the development, but he was concerned about the traffic, and so if this is adding another 12 units, then there's just more of that, so could we potentially be proactive with the traffic study? I mean, we do know that there's concern there now. It's just a question, because to say that we'd approve it, is it contingent on the traffic study and a plan having to be put in place, or is it just contingent on the traffic study?
I guess my concern was, why should the Region of Queens assume the cost?
I wasn't saying.
Or if you do have a traffic authority, do we direct traffic authority to look at that, to work with the developer? But again, we have not, there's a public hearing coming up, and I do not want people in this community to think that we have already approved this without going through that public hearing. Because that would be a wrong thing to do. We need to hear from those people who have the right to agree that variance. But so CEO McNeil, how do we do that? I mean, because people ask me, well, where are they going to exit? How are they going to get in? Are they going to go in by the manor? Are they coming out Mersey Ave? All those questions. And that is a busy street as it is. So what's the best way to deal with that underlying concern?
So I don't think you can do a traffic study until you know what the details of the proposal are. So, because the traffic study addresses that specific proposal. So to say that we're gonna have right now 33 units, you wouldn't go to do a traffic study until you knew where that was gonna be located. It's gonna be one entrance and exit, two entrance and exits, three entrance and exits, because the traffic study looks at all those components at the same time. And so regardless if it's 33 or 45, the same thing, the same system applies, that the person who wants to do development has to be the one to tell you, provide you the details, and then the traffic engineers do the study to determine if it's one entrance, here's what the impact's going to be from one entrance exit. If it's two, here's what the impact's going to be. Here's what the traffic flow is going to be going forward. Is there going to be other developments along that roadway that's going to be impacted as well, or is that development now consistent and not going to change? So all those things have to be factored into the study. But council can't, or I'm suggesting council wouldn't be prudent to do a study now without the developer knowing exactly, here's my exact plans going forward, because then you're doing the study based on that exact project. Right now, you'd be doing it based on a guess. Mm-hmm. And so the last thing you'd want to do is say, okay, we're going to do it based on say 45 units with two entrances and exits. But then the developer gets approval to do it, or has a partial approval to do it, but they only plan to put in one. And one entrance and one exit, say on Mersey Avenue. Then the whole study doesn't provide any value anymore, because the whole basis of the study was on two entrance and exits. And if they only do one, then the study's not valuable anymore. Then you gotta do another study all over again. So mm-hmm. So you need to really pin down the developer exactly what he or she plans to do, all the specific details, then you can go ahead with the study. But typically what would normally happen is council So you go through the hearing, and then council, my suggestion to council would be that you either, that you wouldn't approve it at the variance then, I'm not sure what the rules are, Mr. McLeod's not here, but you would provide that council is willing to consider the variance based on a, an acceptable traffic study as the next phase. So you wouldn't necessarily, you wouldn't deny it then, you would say we're okay to go forward, but before we get final approval, we want a traffic study. And I'm not sure, because I know variances have very time-sensitive times, so I'm not sure how that works. But you wanna give a, you wanna give a final approval, you wanna give more of a sense that we like what you're proposing, and we're willing to move it to the next phase. Because you don't know what the traffic study's gonna say, the traffic study's in fact says horrible, then council needs the ability to say, we're not gonna approve this change, because the traffic study says it's not gonna work.
Because there's two possible ways in and out of there.
And there may be more than two, we're guessing there's two, there may be more than two.
We're guessing there's two. Counselor Romero?
I agree with, Mr. McNeil, we definitely need to find out the exact amount, of traffic that's gonna be there. And I think we also have to tie in Dana a little bit further as well. I mean, we have to consider the new manor build as well, there's gonna be a lot of traffic from that, so. I mean, you know, we have to tie both of those in as far as I'm concerned, right down to Queens Place.
Counselor Brown?
Yeah, when we were at our last, NSFM meetings in January, we had a luncheon, and Counselor Charlton and I sat with people from three different municipal units, and we discussed kind of what they do with developers, and uniformly, all of those other municipal units said the onus is on the developer to do these costs. So I agree with you that we shouldn't be funding that, that should be part of the development agreement.
So I guess we should clarify, we'll have to clarify with Mr. McLeod about the variance and the time, and if we have ability, because I know within our strategy, it certainly states that we have the ability to request those types of things.
Like I said, just remember, like Counselor Romero talked about the new manor that's coming in, new long-term care facility. All of those properties on Bristol Avenue, for the most part, go to the water. And so there's nothing to prevent somebody, once this new building goes in, say, okay, a couple properties on Bristol say, okay, I'll sell my property down by the water as well. And now it's no longer one building down there.
It's two streets.
Now they want to put a street in down there, and they want to put in more. So you got, that's why the traffic study is so critical, in the sense of not just for what it looks like today, but what's gonna look like going forward. As well, the diversion road, there's room on the back of that where the diversion road is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody wants to put some housing back there or something. You gotta look at all those things at the beginning and not just focus on the one development.
But if we were to undertake a study of that magnitude, that would almost seem unfair to put on one developer. If the region, you know, if we're talking about a traffic study looking to the future where there's expansion,
mm-hmm.
like that would be enormous.
And that
cost.
might be a different study, but because that also gets into the ability to provide water service, sewer service, stormwater, all those things get into will take an impact on future development.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you suggest we move forward? And then I'll take Councilor Charlton's question.
Well, if you've got a proposal before, you got to deal with that now. And so I would just suggest that you not, depending on what Mr. McLeod said around the variance, that you not approve it at this point, but you agree to move it forward for a traffic study or whatever you want to do for that particular project, and force the developer to be very specific on what he or she wants.
So when the variance request came forward to increase this previously, the hearing that's held is only for
the appeal.
It's not a public hearing.
No.
For it, it's just the people who appealed, and that was the one person that lived at the top of Mercy Avenue spoke that day. And later that same day, we moved a recommendation to accept that variance, so that was like the same meeting. So my request would be, given this information, I think that makes sense. I just thought that this was already all worked out, all the entrances in and out, so I wasn't aware of that. So I think, to what our CAO said, makes sense, and then the fact of the matter would be when this hearing comes forward, and I did ask Mike about this, and he mentioned it would probably be May sometime, that they have a hearing for that, and so that we just, instead of a recommendation being on that agenda, it's a discussion. discussion item, so then council can have the conversation and yes, we wanna move forward with the traffic study and not be voting either for or against the recommendation.
Right, yeah.
Would be my request.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yes.
It's good to have the discussion today to get us all ready for that.
Yes, yeah.
But that's a fairly large development going there.
Yeah, and if I could just add, like in speaking with Mayor Mitchell before, when there were these new developments going on, in like King Street, say, it was on the developer, but it wasn't a big broad study as sort of mentioned there, we could go either way, but if the developer would only pay for how their development will impact the traffic, not potential future ones unless they own adjacent properties and land and plan to do so, then that would make sense, but.
So Deputy Mayor Fancy, is that?
I'm glad we had the discussion because now we got a plan going forward and knowing that we can even be able to make the presentation is that this goes forward with the traffic study being part of it. And so then even the people around the boat will know that something is happening rather than just saying yes or no.
Any other discussions? If not, I'll ask for a motion to move in camera.
I so move.
By Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor